News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government will be moving to establish real estate funds to aid in the development of vital infrastructure in urban areas across the island. A real estate fund, also known as a real estate investment trust, is a company that owns or finances income-producing real estate. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he has given a directive to several public agencies to collaborate towards establishing the funds.
And I have recently given a direction to the DBJ, Factories Corporation of Jamaica, and JAMPRO Port Authority, that we need to start looking at developing real estate funds for the development of critical industrial and commercial space, but also the regeneration, redevelopment of much of our urban areas.
The Prime Minister says the establishment of real estate funds will pave the way for government to match pension funds to long-term income-generating infrastructure projects, making them more secure. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging tourism stakeholders in Montego Bay to work together to upgrade the infrastructure in the second city. Mr. Holness says comprehensive development and upgrading of Montego Bay's infrastructure must take place in order for the city to take advantage of the tourism opportunities set to come on stream over the next few years. Accomplishing this, he says, will require strategic and proactive development planning among the sector's stakeholders, noting that major attention must be paid to the development and improvement of the popular hip strip on Gloucester Avenue.
It will require the stakeholders, including the minister, the members of parliament, the local government, the owners and developers, including the owners of properties who may not see the necessity of using those properties in a strategic development thrust, to come together as Team Jamaica to build a tourism product that will last for the next 50 years.
Mr. Holness was addressing the official opening of the Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort in Montego Bay, St. James, recently. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, says the inflation rate is projected to remain stable for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. Mr. Winter says inflation is expected to stay within a range of 4.0 to 6% over the next four quarters. This projection is largely based on expectations that the price of crude oil will not experience sharp increases over the medium to long term.
The forecast for that period is underpinned by oil prices that we expect to remain below $60 per barrel on average.
Mr. Winter adds that he expects price pressures to remain subdued at an average of 0.4% each month, in keeping with a trend over the past few months. And members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, in Area 4 began wearing body cameras on Monday, February 20, as part of efforts to boost professionalism. Body cameras are being worn by some officers in the Kingston Eastern, Kingston Central, St. Andrew Central, and Kingston Western divisions of Area 4. In August 2016, the United States Embassy presented 120 body cameras to the JCF as part of the body-worn camera pilot project. The initiative is geared at improving transparency in interactions with the public and strengthening the JCF's technological capabilities.
Building trust between the police and the citizens they serve is therefore of critical importance. Without this trust, policing would be ineffective and the drive to build a safer Jamaica would be doomed to fail.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. A protocol has been established making it mandatory for the officers to engage the cameras once they're on an operation. Those were some of the stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal of licenses is March 31, 2017. To facilitate meeting the deadline, the BGLC team will have representatives stationed at tax offices to assist with renewal of licenses for 2017 to 2018. The team will be at St. Anne's Bay, February 27 and 28, in Mandeville, March 6 and 7, Savannah Lamar, March 13 and 14, and in Montego Bay, March 20 and 21. For all dates and locations, follow BGLC on Facebook, visit our website at bglc.gov.jm, and see the press for details.